This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Gator, I'm having some fun with something here.
Yeah?
So as a show, we just passed our 17th anniversary.
That's right.
Yep. I like to go back and look at things, like what was going on when the show first hit the air.
Okay.
So when the show first hit the air on January of 2007, Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
This is not nice. Yeah.
Jordan Hudson.
Uh-huh.
She was 6 years old.
Older than I thought.
In first grade working on her addition tables. That's what was going on when our show first hit the air. So yesterday we established Ron Holland was a year and a half old. And Bill Belichick's girlfriend was six. Kang asked me today, how would I feel if my daughter, who is really close-ish to Jordan Hudson, say she came over with Bill Belichick. And I'm like, okay, so when our show hit the air, Bill Belichick was 55. I immediately looked up the closest NFL coach, like guy who coached this year. I'm like, I don't know, dude. How would you feel if 17 years from now, your daughter came home with Doug Peterson as her boyfriend?
What would you call on a 4th and 4 with no timeouts? Right. You're at the 45.
I mean, so
Oh,
bizarre.
Wait a second. You're dating my daughter?
It's
what?
So bizarre.
So that Lions season in 2007 was Rod Marinelli's second year.
Yep. The bar's even higher. Was it that year? Was it the bar's even higher year?
Well, that was Morningwig that said, I think.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So Marinelli was 3-13 his first season in 2006. The next year, the Lions improved to 7-9, and then they went 0-16. But that's 2007. Mm-hmm. They improved to the 7-9. That may have been a Kitna year where Kitna said that they were going to have the 100 touchdowns or whatever it was that he said, the crazy proclamations. Just looking back at that team, John Kitna did throw for 4,000 yards that year, 18 touchdowns and 20 interceptions.
Yeah.
The backup quarterback was 13 of 26 on the year. One touchdown, two picks. If you put this name down with 10 other quarterbacks, I would never have guessed this guy.
That he was a Lion?
Yep.
Was it Dante Culpepper?
No. I mean, that's a name, like, heard of Dante Culpepper, heard of Dan Orlovsky, heard of Mike McMahon, you know, these guys.
Oh, and
this guy.
So when the show hit the air, this guy was a backup Detroit Lions quarterback 17 years ago. Josh Johnson.
No, He's a lot more recent than that. Yeah, JT so. O'Sullivan.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember him at all.
Well, now you want make me want to do a deep dive on JT O'Sullivan.
The leading receiver for Lions was Sean McDonald.
Good God.
Ahead of Roy Williams and Calvin Johnson. I think that was Calvin's rookie season. Leading rusher for the Lions was one of the Kevins. Had Kevin Jones.
I was going to say Bryson. God, there were some bad teams.
There were some bad teams,
really,
man.
Really, really bad.
There were some really bad teams. But 2007 was an interesting year because that after the Tigers season, that's when they made the trade for Cabrera.
Yeah.
We were AM radio still in 07.
Yep.
Up until October. We're doing a show with Sergeant Slaughter came in studio. Remember Sarge when he was with us?
No.
Yeah, Sarge was in the studio with us.
There's a dude that's on our Twitter profile.
That's Stone Cold Steve Austin, okay. Who also was with us, but that was in the other building. That's after we went FM. He was one of our first FM guests.
I remember we started sabotaging Wikipedia pages.
Yeah, we used to do that. Yeah.
We got everybody banned from Wikipedia. All right, here we go. Feedback coming in regarding Aiden Hutchinson's comments about he doesn't think it's realistic that the Lions get Myles Garrett. Trey in Belleville says, we will be a healthy Super Bowl favorite without Myles Garrett. He can be a part of not only the favorite, but possibly the only Detroit team to win a Super Bowl. If that's not motivation enough, I don't know what is. I don't know that I want him. LOL, that's from Trey. Here's the thing. He wants to win a Super Bowl. He wants to compete for Super Bowls. He's made that clear. That really narrows down the field of teams that he should want to go to. The question is, how much of a certainty does he want? I can see him jumping on board with and Cleveland being able to find a trade partner with a team that has a much more enviable draft position than Detroit, which is always going to hinder Detroit as a possible destination. The question is, will Myles Garrett be amenable to going to a Chicago, a Dallas, a San Francisco, a team of that ilk that has potential to be good, but they won't be considered favorites? They'll be considered up-and-comers, but that's really what this comes down to is will Myles Garrett narrow the field of acceptable teams to obvious Super Bowl contenders as opposed to teams that are building towards it? I agree that they're in good spot without Myles Garrett, which is why I'm not an at-all-cost guy, right. like Strahan just said.
Well, because the other thing that Strahan mentioned was what we all know. All the injuries that they had last year, this season.
Yep.
I mean, you don't plan for that. You plan for a couple of injuries. You don't plan for, a whole starting defense to be hurt.
And look, I went through and started looking at guys, elite pass rushers, which he is without a doubt. It's 28, 29 where their production starts to drop. Not all of them, but you can find more examples of production dropping at 28, 29 than you can, which he will be going into his, I think he'll be 29 next season. And that means, hey, will I take 10 sacks from Myles Garrett? Yeah, I will. But it's also another reason to say not at all costs.
Well, which is why, there are other options. Would I love Myles Garrett? Yep. Would I trade two first-round picks for Myles Garrett? Yep, I would.
I would, too.
I would do a lot of these things. But if they don't get him because other deals and other offers are just flat-out better, I'm not going to keep increasing my offer just to get him because there are other things you can do. There are free agents available. If you wanted to go the Khalil Mack route, though I would think I wouldn't expect as much from Khalil Mack than I would from Myles Garrett.
Nope.
But still a heck of a player and would cost a fraction of what would for Myles Garrett. I mean, that's somebody to be considered. There are other players in the free agent market that you could consider. There are other trades you can make if you need to do that. I'd be disappointed if they didn't end up getting Myles Garrett because he's clearly available. But I'm also prepared to say whatever price was paid, that was too much for the Lions to go for, or that was just too good of a deal for them to pass up?
Sean in Dearborn says the following. Hear me out. Get Myles Garrett, and let's worry about the cap 2 years from now. I would love to have this issue with a Super Bowl win in the bank. Okay. I'd love to have no cap issues with two Super Bowl wins in the bank. I'd love to have three Super Bowl wins in the bank, which if you don't make this trade, you're more likely to stick around longer and keep competing. So I'll just go ahead and say they'll win multiple Super Bowls.
You're going to have cap issues regardless. But yes, obviously, if you don't make a trade for Myles Garrett, you'll have less cap issues.
Here you go. I love you guys, but you're overthinking this. Garrett instantly becomes the best player in your team. He's better than your next three firsts and Gibbs combined. Do it. Okay. We have a fundamental disagreement. I would not do three firsts in Jahmyr Gibbs. And neither would you, Scott.
I don't want to.
Well, but like I said, we all would love Myles Garrett. What's your walkaway price? His walkaway price is not three firsts and Jahmyr Gibbs. 248-539-9797. Speaking of trades.
I mean, the Lions do have Sione Vaki, right, King?
The truth?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Speaking of trades, the Pistons actually did get a player back. We'll give our 2 cents on their deal that went down yesterday. We'll get to that today at 11:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, want to have a healthier new year? Start by giving your family the best water available just by contacting CGC Water. This month, save $500 on a Connecticut Premier softener and get a free Kinex salt monitor with purchase. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Don't be the filter. CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing can also take care of all your plumbing needs. Save 10% off any water heater from CGC Water. Your authorized independent Connecticut dealer, 855-339-4242. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, Kang's behind the glass. Years ago, I developed a bit of a basketball crush on a player, and I actually talked about it on the air and said, I wish this guy were a Piston.
Archie Diacono?
No. This is years later. Years later, Dennis Schroeder's a Piston. And evidence would suggest that my basketball affection towards him is unwarranted because he strikes me as one of those guys that makes a lot of winning plays. And I'll give you an example. He was the guy that made the pass that would set up the assist. Like, he was the guy that would get the deflection that somebody else would corral. I felt like he was making a lot of those plays that helped his team win. And I remember when he got drafted, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And did a little bit of a deep dive. And I walked away with it going, I kind of like him. But this is his ninth NBA team. He got passed around yesterday where he started the day in Golden State, got traded to Miami, redirected to Utah, and ended up in Detroit. Evidence would suggest when a player like this gets passed around that he is not a player that is considered a fundamental piece. He's just a contract that gets moved. I really like him, and I think he's going to help Detroit as a backup ball handler. And I'm excited he's here. I'm really excited he's here. But perhaps too excited, given the track record.
Well, I think I'm excited he's here because I think he definitely brings to the Pistons something that they need, which is another guy who can come off the bench and handle the basketball while Jaden Ivey's out. He can score a little bit. You know, when he was with Brooklyn, he was averaging 18 points a game.
Did you have the game? Oh, I'm not going to ask you. The game log of that year. I seem to remember him lighting up the Pistons when he was with Brooklyn.
Well, he spent part of last year, I guess, because he was with Toronto also last year. He's been with a million teams. That's a problem. Was with Brooklyn part of last year and then part of this year.
Anyway.
I don't have the game log, but I can tell you this. As a three-point shooter with Brooklyn, in the 29 games he played last year, he shot 41%. This year, in 23 games and 23 starts with Brooklyn, he shot 38.7%. And again, 18 points a game. And he also, you know, had six and a half assists a game. You're bringing back a guy who is comparable to Jaden Ivey.
Now, you would think that there is a chance that he will feel optimistic about going from a team that is technically outside the playoffs, to a team that's in the playoffs. Like, he should be re-energized to be here. But he did go from Golden State to Detroit.
Right, and so, he was traded for the piece that Golden State wanted.
Yep, which makes Golden State, I mean, you know, you don't want a player that doesn't want to be here, and I don't know anything about, you know, his feelings, his affinity for Detroit, but, you know, he probably doesn't see it as a path to an NBA championship like Golden State would be with Jimmy Butler, but, hey, he was the guy that got moved. So now we got a player that I've always liked, and I think he's going to help this team, a veteran guard that knows what he's doing, that can shoot it a little bit and make winning plays. Kang, how do you feel about it?
I like it a lot, man. They gave up nothing, and they got something that's going to help this team right now. He provides something that they're lacking ever since Jaden Ivey got hurt, which is someone that can handle the ball and get to the bucket. His outside shooting has improved over the years. You guys just mentioned his numbers, so he can shoot outside a little bit. But honestly, what he does best is get into the lane, and they'll be able to kick it out or finish, which hopefully a guy like Jaden Ivey is watching and sees, hey, you know, can learn something from a veteran guard like that. But this takes some pressure off Cade scoring all the points all the time. He's going to bring some energy and scoring power to the second unit, which can be lacking many times when Cade's out of the game. So I really like this. I mean, they got him for nothing, like I said, and they got a bunch of second-round picks as well. I think Langdon is doing a nice job here with what he had to work with because, let's be honest, they weren't going to get any of the big names that are floated out there. They helped this team this year. They kept Malik Beasley, which I wanted them to. So, hey, let's roll and let's try to avoid the play-in spot.
So just so we all understand this, Trajan Langdon and the Pistons kind of sat around yesterday answering the phone, and they were able to improve their team by adding a player like Dennis Schroeder and Lindy Waters as well. They add a couple players that are on the roster right now. They add a couple of second-round picks, and they gave up nothing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they sent a second-round pick. One of the picks they got, they had to, you know, switch over and part ways with. But they nothing from their active roster. And they got more picks than they gave up. And they got guys that are going to, at least one player that's going to help contribute right away. Is this a ninja move? Or is this just the state of the NBA and you got teams that are desperate and when it gets to the deadline and they just want to shed salary, shed players, and this is what they do?
I don't think it's it's so much of a difference maker. I'd put it in the ninja category, but I think it's well done. I did find his game log from last year. Three games against the Pistons. He averaged 28 points a game on 10 of 15 shooting from three, 31 of 45 from the floor overall.
Wow.
He scored 24, 30, and 31 in three games against the Pistons, two different teams, Toronto and Brooklyn. This is why I like him, because you go back to a stat that is very important. And we've established it on the show, and I hope we've given it credibility for everyone out there. In games I watched.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Because I watched him play Detroit, and he lit us up.
So a guy who's 6'1", in three full games, 6'1", shot like 75% from the field.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
So, I mean, again, now what does it mean for Marcus Sasser? That's where you get into these other ramifications. But
they held. Okay. But here's a big part: they held on to Malik Beasley. Malik, yes. Beasley apparently went up to Trajan Langdon a couple weeks ago and said, "I don't want to leave. I want to be part of this. I want to stay on this team." And having guys that want to be here means something.
I don't want to overstate this case, okay? Because I don't love this trade, but I really like it. I really like that the net of the trade deadline. This is the player they got. And for those, and I get that they might be met with grand apathy because people go, well, it's not like they're going to win the NBA. No, it's not like they're going to win the NBA. But can he help them avoid the play-in round? Yes, this player helps them avoid the play-in round. Can they work their way back into a position where they're battling Indiana for home court or Milwaukee for home court? Yes. And if they get there, okay, if they get to be a 5 seed, a 6 seed, do you know how much easier it is to go from that to being a 3 seed? Like, it's still important for this team to make the playoffs and look like they've got some potential that they can build upon, because that matters when it comes to contract extensions. Like, Cade, if you don't, if you love Cade Cunningham, and I bet that most of Detroit does, and you're not competing with him, is he going to want to stay here?
No.
You have to show enough potential. This is a, I think this is a very important move, and I like it a lot.
One of the reasons why Grant Hill left years ago was because he didn't, I don't think he saw a real future with the team. So, yeah, winning matters now. So when you have to give Cade the extension and you want him to stay, that he sees, hey, you know, these guys are trying to win. They're building something. We are getting better. And as far as other guys' minutes, like Marcus Sasser, I like Marcus Sasser. I think he shows potential. I think a lot of people are down on him right now, and I get it. But now he can actually sit back and watch firsthand, because I mentioned Ivy earlier. Ivy, you know, he's in rehab right now. But Sasser's on the team. He can watch Schroeder and how he does things in the NBA and how he's so effective and what he does, because I think he can be that type of player as well. So I think this is just good for the bench unit, good for the team overall. But I like the move, Doug. And in games you've watched, clearly he has dominated the Pistons. Yep.
It's actually a good stat for Doug this time.
Yes.
As opposed to his BS Dominique stat. Yeah. There you go. Look at
in
that.
Games I watched, Dominique went 9-for-35 from the floor.
That's not true.
In games I watched, you were around when I was watching Dominique.
That's right. Go back. We've done this before. We've gone back to his game logs against Detroit.
The most overrated thing of all time is his success in the dunk contest. He did the same two-handed double-pumping dunk from the right, from the left, down the lane.
It was fantastic for 1985.
Same dunk over.
Look,
and over.
Isn't it? Plus, it's just fun to say Schroeder, isn't it?
Well, it's... for me, it doesn't thrill me quite as much as it might you, but I'm glad to have the player.
I can't believe they got him for nothing. Like, literally, teams were just giving the Pistons. You know, it was like Christmas for the Pistons. Hey, take this, take this, take this. Not that, like, they got the greatest piece in the world, but they got anything.
Yep.
Like, what? What do we have to, what are we doing? We're just, you're just giving them to us. Okay.
At the end of this, I'm again, I very much like this. I don't love it, but I very much like this. And I do think they're going to push back into the top six. 248-539-9797. Piston fans, if you want to get into this, there was an interesting rumor circulating yesterday about a Piston potentially getting moved. We will touch on that today at 11:32 here on 97.1 The Ticket. So what are they? What are they, Kang?
Dude, this is bull crap. Can you get a refund? Like, remember when Luka got traded and then the Mavs front office decided, hey, we'll give season ticket holders a refund because we know how upset you guys are?
Yeah.
I want a refund.
Tell the people what you're talking about.
So I decided to get in the station Super Bowl squares.
All right.
As any red-blooded American would do, because it's just, you know, part of the Super Bowl festivities.
Yep.
And the numbers just came out.
Oh, okay, cool.
I got two squares, okay?
Let's hear it.
Five? This is literally the worst number you can get. I got five is one of my squares.
Yep.
The other is seven. Eh?
Hey, you got 35-7.
Okay.
35-17?
35-7, okay. Anyways.
35-27, how's that?
That sounds better. All right. The 35-7, or possible.
All right. Literally.
That's one. Okay, so I got Eagles 5 and Chiefs 7.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's 0.7% chance.
Okay, let me get, I got another one. Backup, right?
Yeah, you
gotta
get two. Chiefs 5, it's different.
You never know. You got to get two. You got to get a backup.
Yep.
So I go to my other square. Chiefs 5, Eagles 7.
There it is. Even better.
I got the corner market on 5-7.
You got it covered, man.
I do. I'm all over it.
I mean, imagine how pissed you would be if it were the Chiefs 5 and Eagles 7 and you had it the other way. Now you've got it both ways. Congratulations.
So I've got the data here on exactly your chances with these two teams and those numbers to
five,
win.
5-7, both.
Now, literally, they are not the worst numbers you can have.
Yeah, I think 5-5 is the worst.
5-5 is the worst you can have.
Don't worry. I'm second place.
You're not, but these are pretty bad.
Two has to be pretty bad.
Yeah, two's going to be pretty bad.
Two is bad, but every combination with two, there's one that is this is listed as 0.0. Two and two is listed as a 0.0% chance of winning, which is hysterical.
Woo!
But Your 5-7 is 0.7%. Okay. Philly 5, Chiefs 7 is a 0.7% chance of winning.
Mm-hmm.
And given that the mean, if everything was equal and there's 100 squares, is 1.0. So you're not...
You got a chance.
You're not that... Like, it's bad. It's not what you want. But 1.0, if each square were equal, which they're not, you lost 3% there.
Hey, man, just hope that Spags' defense gets a safety.
Wow. On Chiefs 5 and Eagles 7... is actually a worse chance. It's 0.6, so you lost 0.4 of a point.
How value is that there. Possible?
I have no idea.
They have no faith in Spags' defense.
But this is based upon all NFL regular season and playoff games between 2015. Oh, this is leading. I apologize. This is leading into the last Eagles-Chiefs Super Bowl. My apologies, because that was a couple years ago. So maybe they've changed. It's all that.
How much can it have changed? It isn't.
Well, because it's based upon results from the games and the teams.
Is that what it is?
Yes. And this assumes a win probability of 53% for Philadelphia. So this is leading into the last Super Bowl. So I still contend your numbers suck.
Oh, don't worry. I agree.
But I'm not sure they suck as bad as. Yeah, they suck.
Dude, I can't believe I got the corner market on 5-7.
Yep.
7-5-5-7. Let's go.
Yeah. Who
you guys want to buy one of my squares?
How much did you pay for it?
We could talk. You don't need to know.
Okay.
Give you a good deal.
I might. Depends. Karsh Casino's open.
There it is.
Not that good of a deal.
Okay. So the rumor was going around yesterday, this according to Brett Siegel, who's credible-ish, that the Lakers were looking for a lob-type center, and they called Detroit interested in Jalen Duren. So my guess is everybody in Detroit, the bulk of Piston fans, first reaction to that is no. I don't want to give up Jalen Duren, which is understandable. But one factor that is somewhat relevant here is what was the offer?
Right, exactly. Wait, hold on.
Yeah. What was the offer?
Did they offer Luka?
Garza.
We've been there.
Yeah, right. Bring him back.
Hey.
So.
Marvin Bagley.
I'm glad they didn't move on from Jalen Duren. But then again, I don't know what the offer was. None of us, I haven't seen it reported anywhere. But I can assume, here's an assumption we can make. You tell me, am I wrong? It was not a Godfather offer.
No, I can't imagine it. I mean, if you're Rob Pelinka at this point, you're probably still on such a high. Are you just calling teams just to throw, say, hey, we'll give you a first round pick. What do you think?
Uh-huh. It might be. You might be. Hey, I went to this well once and made an offer I thought would get refused, and it didn't. So let me see if I'm Jedi mind tricking people into giving me good players for nothing.
He calls Trajan Langdon back today. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I was so high last night. You have no idea. I mean, this whole Luka thing. You can understand, right? Yeah. My bad. My bad. Offered you like a second round pick and some other compensation for Jalen Duren. I was out of my mind. I apologize. Wasn't realistic.
Yes. The Pistons giving up Jalen Duren, it just feels like he's an untradeable player, and not like literally untradeable, but if a team is contending and calling about Jalen Duren, you're asking the Pistons to basically, I'm assuming it's for draft capital or young undeveloped players, and a bunch of them, or a couple of them, you're asking a team like Detroit to give up on the season. And I don't know that it would make any sense for Detroit to trade him without, what would it take to give up on the season, I guess, is what I'm getting at. And I feel like it would take more than would reasonably be expected. Detroit's not a team that's in a position to give up on the season and keep hoarding assets. We're not a tank team.
No, this is a team that's
this team.
that's on the rise. They've got their footing here. They've got a pretty good base and foundation of players. They added players to this team in the offseason that want to be part of making this thing even better. You know, bring in Tobias Harris, bring in Malik Beasley. Malik Beasley says he wants to be here. Okay, great. You know, they just add Schroeder. That's going to be, you know, a nice addition. And then in years to come, you know, Jaden Ivey's going to be back. He's already rehabbing, doing some walking in water, the whole water treadmill thing, and good. Hopefully he's back sooner than later. This is a team that's kind of exciting.
It is. And they're building towards something, so I'm glad no deal went down there.
Yeah, I highly doubt Jalen Duren was like untouchable or anything like that, but you'd have to give him something to make, you know, worth their while. Trajan Langdon's not in the business of helping other teams. He's in the business of helping the Detroit Pistons win basketball games and ultimately a championship. When you guys had him on earlier this year, but before the season, you know, I think Gator, you asked him, I think, I don't know if it was Cade is untouchable or what, like, would you balk at doing a trade? What kind of, you know, trades would you make as a GM of this team? And he said, I will do anything I can to help make this team better.
Yep.
Right.
And
so every day. And so if trading Jalen Duren doesn't make this team better, he's not going to do it. It's as simple as that. As you're going to have to give me something here. I'm not just going to facilitate everyone's trade. I got to get, you know, I'm trying to help this team.
And we have to kind of go under the assumption that when they look at a young core with Cade and Assur and Jalen Duren and Jaden Ivey, and are they looking at this group and saying, this is a core of a championship contending team. We just need to work around them. So we're going to ride it out with this crew and not give up any of these guys. We feel like we've hoarded players that are going to be stars. And right now they've got one rising star, without a doubt.
Cade Cunningham is absolutely a star.
And it's a reasonable play to think that one of these other guys is going to do the same thing. So, yeah, the idea of them moving on from one of those players is really not. They're not going to be a team.
No, and I'm encouraged by. I mean, can they unlock more from Jalen Duren? Absolutely, you would think that they can. He's still very raw, but he's got a ton of potential. I'm excited about Asar Thompson. And, you know, Holland is another one that every game you see him play, he shows you something like, wow, I really like that. He's got a high energy, and that's something to get excited about, what he can be in the future. In a couple of years from now, is he going to be one of these guys we look back and say, that was a great draft pick. He's a foundational piece.
248-539-9797. Hey, we got another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That coming up next hour. Should we be outraged? Should Detroit be outraged? We'll get to that today at 11:46. Hey, we made it to the weekend, and the best way to kick it off is at your favorite Twin Peaks. Gather up the squad and head to your local lodge and start the party off right. They've got an action-packed weekend of sports in store for you with hockey and basketball and UFC 312 and the big game on Sunday. Why go to Twin Peaks? Well, it's easy. They boast the best game day atmosphere outside of being at the actual game. If you were there for Detroit football games this year, you know what we're talking about. Their beer system pours out your favorite draft at a teeth-chattering 29 degrees into a mug that's been freezing for at least 6 hours, which is right up my alley. I love the frozen mug. They boast an extensive bar with all your favorites, bourbons and tequilas, handcrafted cocktails. They rival any speakeasy. You pair that up with a scratch kitchen that serves up dishes like hand-cut New York strips, salmon, trout, smashed and seared burgers. What takes it to the next level? Well, it's the Twin Peaks girls. Talk about the ultimate man cave. If you're staying at home for the big game or going to be hanging out with friends, do yourself a favor and pick up one of their party packs. Check out their website for those, twinpeaksrestaurant.com. The wings, they blow away the competition. Naked, bone-in breaded, boneless, and smoked. Toss them with 14 different spices and rubs, and you're sure to be the hit of your party for the big game. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now.
You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, did we get a call? We got a call last week or earlier this week from a dude insisting that Myles Garrett wouldn't want to play. Nobody wants to play outdoors.
Yeah.
And that he.
That's why he would want to come to Detroit over playing in Chicago, for instance.
Yes. Why are we even talking about Chicago? Nobody wants to play outdoors.
When he's played his whole career in Cleveland, which is outdoors.
The topic just came up with Myles Garrett.
Okay. All right. Maybe he's right. What do we got?
Garrett straight up told us, this according to TMZ, I don't mind snow.
Oh.
Before insisting his only criteria he has for his next team is a stacked roster. I just want to win. That's the main thing.
I'm sorry. Did he say stacked roster?
Yes. Yep.
Do the Lions have a stacked roster when they're healthy?
You could make that argument, yes.
Okay.
And you wouldn't be too far off.
No.
No.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I think they have a stacked roster. And my man, when he made his call, remember we said I said I was impressed with his commitment to his theory. He talked with such a degree of certainty, I almost felt like he knew Myles Garrett.
Right.
But
maybe not as well as he thought.
No, perhaps not. All right. So the NFL honor show last night, Dan Campbell lost coach of the year. He finished second to Kevin O'Connell. So let me get into the disclaimer that individual awards in team sports is not something that I spend a lot of effort on, to be honest with you. But if you want to be mad about this, you can make the case that when Dan Campbell faced Kevin O'Connell, in Kevin O'Connell's house, Dan Campbell won. And then when they played the must-win, everybody wants to win it, greatest regular season finale matchup, first time ever, two 14-win teams played each other. Dan Campbell's team blew out Kevin McConnell's team.
That wasn't a close game?
It was not a close game. And here we sit with Dan Campbell finishing second in the Coach of the Year voting to a guy he beat twice. How mad should we be, 248? How mad are you about this?
I don't know if I'm mad. I guess what I'm mad about is that weren't there a couple people that didn't even have Dan Campbell on their ballots at all? And I think you place him 1 through 5? And there were people that didn't even want to have him in there. Like, now he's not even getting my fifth place vote. Or what? Dan Campbell didn't get votes on a couple of ballots. That's ridiculous. Look, this is a regular season award, and the job that the Vikings and company did, and O'Connell did, it's great. There's no question it's great. I mean, I wouldn't have voted that way. It's hard to go against the guy who was 15-2, the last regular season game, everything on the line, and they blew out the team that you're giving the award to. That seems strange. But what it tells me also, because when you vote for assistants, and then the number one assistant coach was the top assistant of the year ends up being Ben Johnson. And Aaron Glenn finished second or third. I forget where he finished. They may have been third. Maybe that's just as simple as it is right there. Well, yeah, you have these great assistants working with you and it takes away, whereas O'Connell, maybe you don't think it was he was working with as great of a staff. But I don't really care. Doesn't bother me too much. If anything, let's hope that it adds motivation. You know, Dan Campbell's going to be smiling regardless, be working hard to make this team better. But I mean, I think it's kind of ironic that the team that beat them twice in the regular season, that coach doesn't get recognized as Coach of the Year.
I'm a little annoyed, Gator. I think I can, because if we're not going to win the Super Bowl, we might as well win some individual awards.
That's true.
And I just feel like that they're never – Detroit, this is kind of disrespect again, Detroit versus everybody. I know it's a card that's been played over and over, but there's a reason for it. I don't feel like they get the respect they deserve. Like, this also tells me the voters think Sam Darnold is hot trash.
I got to tell you.
Garbage, right? Like, because you could lose every player on your defense – doesn't matter, because Kevin O'Connell somehow won with that trash at quarterback.
I mean,
right?
You could make the implication that, yes.
I didn't say it.
No,
But that's what that voting tells me.
Yeah.
That's some pretty strong language you got there. But with that said, yeah, the Lions lose all those guys on defense. What they're parading out defensively were, you know, CB6, edge rusher 5.
Practice squad dude from this team.
But they're not like, there's not a lot of respect for getting it done with that. There might be, but there's more respect. Can you believe this guy did it with Sam Darnold? So, yeah, I think it's maybe what tips the scales in O'Connell's favor. The voting, 50 voters, Kevin O'Connell got 25 first place votes, 18 second place votes, 7 third place votes. There are also 4th and 5th place votes. Dan Campbell got 19 first place votes, 10 second place votes, 8 third place votes, 8 fourth place votes, 3 fifth place votes, and was left off 2 ballots.
How do you leave him off a ballot? I mean, that's just spiteful. Absolutely. Who votes for this?
Writers for the Associated Press. Nationwide panel of media.
I mean, how on earth can you look yourself in the mirror, vote for this?
I don't know, dude.
And leave him off your ballot altogether?
Would you ever leave Sean McVay off a ballot if he had a number one seed? You?
No.
Okay.
No, I'd be very comfortable.
Sure you wouldn't, Gator.
I'd be very comfortable having him fifth.
What about for assistant coaches at Spags?
Yeah, what did he get? How many votes did Spags get?
We might have got him there, Doug.
I'd find a way statistically to not vote for him.
So you said it has to be spite, and here you are showing examples of how that works. Hence the spite. Trying to find the exact. All right, first.
Well, it's assistant coaches, so you get to go with offensive and defensive side. That'd be easy not to vote for Spags.
So Spags got 2 first place votes, 1 second place vote, no third place vote, 5 fourth place votes, and a 5th place vote.
So he wasn't on everybody's ballot.
Finishing well behind Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
Well behind Vic Fangio.
Fangio.
Yeah. Oh, do you not like Fangio? No, I just
hey, so one of the writers that left Dan Campbell off the ballot completely, Gator.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Gator because he's a spiteful man. Vic Carucci, whose ballot went like this. Kevin O'Connell, Dan Quinn, Jim Harbaugh, Sean McDermott, and Sean McVay ahead of Dan Campbell.
I mean, we are finding all kinds of things that are going to be getting under my man's skin today.
You said something about the start of the show, that Friday Gator.
Yeah. We're losing Friday Gator. Friday Gator's
getting pissed.
Friday Gator has left the building.
Vic Carucci.
Yeah. Not your favorite?
No. This guy.
Adam Schein or Sheen is the other writer who left Dan Campbell off his ballot as well. He went Kevin O'Connell, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, and Sean McVay over Dan Campbell.
What did McVay do?
Well, they
lost.
They what? Actually had a pretty decent year.
Pretty decent. Okay.
They won their division.
Pretty decent. But was it better than what the Lions did and what Dan Campbell accomplished?
No.
Okay. Then you don't leave them off the ballot.
You know how this works.
These guys get paid off.
You get really, really good, and Pete, you don't win Coach of the Year. Didn't Nick Saban like never win the Coach of the Year award?
Mike Tomlin's never won one.
So Coach of the Year is a weird deal. All right, 248-539-9797. The latest on it's Bregman Watch Day 61 or something. We will get to that today at 12:02. Also, a reminder, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That coming up next hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.